Well, Jim, congratulations for making it to the quarterfinals. You did run it a bit close in the end.
Yeah, I mean, I like tight games of cricket, don't get me wrong, but that was, you know, 4 overs out, we need 3 and over. And suddenly, 12 runs seem like 50 runs. And, yeah, a little bit of a wobble there, and something that we've got to learn from, really. That once games are going to get tight now, you know, we knew this was a must-win game, we're in the knockout stages now, but when the pressure's on, you've just got to stay calm and not make as big a meal of it. It was interesting because I thought, you know, the wicket was a used wicket, but I think with all the rain that had been around and the covers had been on, that the moisture had come back into the wicket, so it wasn't as big a spinner. I just suddenly saw that it started ripping a little bit after Hosey got out, and it did make it hard, but we made a bit of a meal of that.
You obviously expected a bit of a turning pitch. Was Joss selected?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a turning wicket, having watched the game on Sky against Worcester. And then, you know, we were thinking, do we want to battle bowl first? But with the rain that was around, we thought it'd be better to chase because you never know what happens when rain comes. Didn't come, and I thought Joss Butler batted beautifully there. And I thought half time, maybe 20 over par. But the way Pollock batted there, it's unbelievable innings. You know, in the power play, to nearly get 50 again. And being beautifully supported there, mature innings from Sibs. And then Adam Hose coming back in the team and just absolutely smashing it and putting the ball out of the park. It was a pleasure to watch. You just made a little bit of a mess of it at the end.
I suppose the one big positive, your top three have really done it 2 games in a row now, batted really well.
They have, and you know, that's with dropping Haney down the order. I mean, he's not done anything wrong, really. He's bashed it at three as well. So, you know, it's just the way we have that little flexibility that once we get past certain stages of innings, if we think someone else can go in, we'll do that. And the guys are very flexible and, you know, about doing that.
And a big set for Ian Bell to step aside?
Yeah, look, there's been some tough decisions this year with, you know, decisions of guys moving on or moving guys out of teams when new players come in. There's been some tough ones, and that'll be right up there with the toughest that I've had to call. But, you know, Belly, the bloke he is and the character and the leader he is, you know, to come and support the guys like he did just shows the measure of the lad. And, you know, there's tough calls that I have to make as a coach, and that's going to be the toughest one.
And as I understand, it's the Oval away, I think, isn't it, against Surrey?
Yeah. We did talk about Ricky Clark running into running into Sibs, so it might be happening.
Will they be allowed to play? Do you know what the situation is?
As far as I know, I think that was the kind of, that I don't want to get quoted on this and get this wrong, but it did sound like he's your player, now he's our player, so we'll wait and see.
But it'll be a tough one, but you're there, that's the main
it'll
thing.
It'll be a tough one. It'll be great to, you know, meet up with Clarkie again, you know, and we always said it will happen very quickly with him moving and Sibs coming to us, and you know, we did say we'll get the time to give you a proper send off, but hopefully it won't be him sending us off out of the quarters.